I think this texter is watching ESPN, as we also have ESPN on in the studio. When they send in from the 713, I swear Kyle Schwarber looks like Jose Altuve with a beard and more personality.
It's not wrong.
Agree or disagree? You agree?
Yeah, he looks like Altuve.
I can't speak to the personality. I'm not actually listening.
Well, Altuve has a good personality. Just kind of...
He hides it.
He's not really out there a lot. Yeah, not really out there
a
lot.
It's not for all of us. All right. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Lopez, I'm Reginald Atatula, and then we got Byron Matthews in for Figgy Fig. Fig did put a... He put a mixtape into camp for us.
Nice.
So I will do my best to keep you covered there. But we got college football coming up. Excited for that. So if you could, Lopez, consummate writer man, newspaper writer man, what is the headline for this weekend in college football?
The sappy college football slogan of the week is, who would have thunk it Saturday?
Huh.
Who would have thunk it Saturday?
This is centered around the game that involves your team, isn't it?
Not just. It's going to fit all the games in a sense,
if
but let's start right there. Believe it or not, because I'm not sure I do, if the Aggies win on Saturday night at Kyle Field, they're going to be the only undefeated team in the entire SEC.
Conversely, LSU, if they win, they'll be atop the SEC as well.
Undefeated in conference. That's wild. It's truly going to be one of those games, sort of irresistible force versus immovable object, because that starting LSU offensive line is a bear, like an absolute bear. They've allowed, the starting offensive line now, has allowed exactly zero sacks this year.
Oh, is that good?
I think that's pretty good.
Okay.
All year, zero sacks. The Aggies, on the other hand, can bring the pressure.
They sure can.
Yeah.
Elko defense.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, and both quarterbacks also are kind of prone to, boy, what a game he had, or yuck. both of them.
Well, I feel like Nussmeier has absolutely veered away from that into some places where he is a really fun quarterback seeing develop. And when you say, wouldn't have thought, or
who would have thunk it Saturday?
Who would have thunk it is, I want to get the verbiage correct. Nussmeier absolutely feels like a who would have thunk it, because I got into a place where I was like, yeah, that dude's not all that good. And yet here he is, over 2,000 yards, 18 touchdowns, 6 interceptions.
Prone to some interceptions, yeah.
Like, he will throw up a few interceptions, but, I mean, been really good with this LSU offense. So, and I thought this was a – I think this is going to be a really fun game. Obviously, it has stakes in the most, most interesting league in college football by most people's metrics. So this should be a fun one to watch. Actually get some eyes on Elko's team and see if he can, you know, in his first year, really get to places that it felt like Jimbo Fisher, you know.
No, he was talking about it.
His ability
this
to get
week.
There.
Yeah, he was saying like, look, you know, we want to win, but we're kind of ahead of the curve. So they're going to try to keep that going. All right, who would have thunk it Saturday as it pertains to Notre Dame's biggest game thus far against
the Naval Academy?
Navy. Who would have thunk that?
I have no idea. Like, this is one of those, if Navy could get past this, right? The Notre Dame is the if you can get past for both of the most prominent service academies, that we will be barreling towards just a fascinating end of the season for both of those teams. But yeah, it's not just the who would have thunk it that they're getting these wins. It's the way that they're doing it. They're both prominent.
I mean, they're offensively. They're dominating people.
Yeah, and that they can also, like, they can toss the rock when they need to within the context of those triple op offenses that they run. They execute them to a T. Like, this is, it feels like it, very periodically, maybe like every decade or so, you get one of these programs that pops up like this. It's almost like, you know, when the cicadas line up, the 7 year versus the whatever, I don't remember what the distinction is, but they line up and then you get that super summer where everybody is in hell. Like, this feels like the super summer where everybody's in hell, except it's Army, Navy, and Air Force all being real good at football.
Yeah, and kind of cool. But who would have thunk that? How about who would have thunk this? Vanderbilt is a scary opponent for Texas.
You say so.
This
one I'm not buying.
I think the Longhorns are clearly going to bounce back, clearly have the superior talent. But, I mean, let's be honest. Kentucky gave Georgia all it could handle and probably should have beat them. And Vanderbilt beat Kentucky. Alabama.
Transitive wins. Yeah.
But hold on.
Transitive wins.
This one is not. They beat Alabama. Like, they beat Alabama at home. And we know, in terms of, like, sheer talent, forget how they're doing, you know, and what the coach is doing, Kalen DeBoer, but they beat a supremely talented team. at home. So I would bet on the Longhorns, but Vanderbilt's a scary opponent.
Yeah, Vanderbilt's solid defense, but I don't know that they have quite the same beef as Georgia was able to bring to this that made that such a tough game for Texas. Yeah, look, I hear you on that. Plus, offensively, I don't know that... Or I guess they offensively have enough there. I don't know that defensively Vanderbilt is really going to hit them in that same way. But, hey, it'll be interesting to see. I think that's going to be like a road home game for Texas.
Could be. They're picking up some fans in Vandy.
Yeah, all right.
Nashville's one of those front-running type cities.
Yeah, but I mean, even still, like it's only so much compared to one of the biggest programs in the nation in Texas with all the money that exists there. Plus, I think Stephen Godfrey made this point, and he's not wrong about this. When you talk about cultural hubs, Nashville, for our white brethren, is absolutely one of those places that is, and maybe I should say sistering, because Nashville seems like it always has a damn bachelorette party going.
Yeah.
Like, the opportunity to go to Nashville for a Texas game, I think, is more appealing than I had realized.
Oh, it's a great city.
And so I think that they're going to sell that thing out in a big way.
Yeah, it'll be a sellout, but you know, we'll see. I think Texas is going to win, but Vanderbilt's a little bit scary for them.
You could build your weekend around a trip to Nashville and see Texas go and play Vanderbilt. They're going to be deep in there.
I did that with the Aggies 2 years ago. Went and saw them there against Vanderbilt. Anyway, who would have thunk this? Alabama is out of the college football playoff, and they're playing a Missouri team with the starting backup with the backup quarterback starting. If they lose to Missouri, which is a ranked team, three losses before you get to November, how ugly is it going to be in Tuscaloosa?
This feels like a who would have thunk it in the other way, right? Like Alabama is one of those programs that it's Alabama. We have general expectations. Plus, when they go and play really well against Georgia and win, I'm like, oh, I guess really well. They play really well for a half against Georgia and then ultimately hold them off and win. The expectations went high again. But this is a program, and I don't know how much juice they got all the way around.
Man, three losses in by October?
And then you conversely look at Missouri, which is they had the Brady Cook and, you know, he was a highly regarded quarterback. And then they have Luther Burden over there, who is a really good wide receiver. They just can't make that. They can't make offense shake.
No.
Unless they do very particular things there. And so you get a Missouri program that you thought was, hey, man, it looks like they have found themselves a nice little zone to exist in.
Yeah.
And they haven't been able to do that. And then you have Kalen DeBoer with Alabama with all the expectations there. It's a who would have thunk it in that. Ooh, I didn't think that you would be looking like this. So, yeah, that'll be.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's an anxiety bowl is too much, but that's one of those ones where whoever loses, I don't know that
there's a little anxiousness. There's a little anxiousness. All right, who would have thunk this? The best college football game in terms of stakes and level of play might be tonight. UNLV, Boise State.
Hey!
I'm telling you.
Gentee watch back on.
Ashton Gentee, obviously he's worth the price of admission by himself, but the Rebels, they haven't missed a beat. Yeah, ever since their starting quarterback said, "I'm out. I want more NIL."
Yeah,
or you didn't keep your promise. Or
I mean, the fact of the matter was he was not the better quarterback on that roster, right? I don't think that takes away from the idea that hey, the nebulous nature of NIL and the fact that there's no enforceability behind this is a problem in the NCAA. But with UNLV in particular, yeah, good riddance, dog. Like they have been doing some really good things. I don't think that they have enough to match up with what Boise State provides because UNLV.
I don't know. UNLV, I think it's going to be good.
It should be good, but I think UNLV is a little bit more high flying than the like the run and the ability to kind of manage the possessions and the time that you have with Boise State, where they could just run it down your throat.
Yeah.
Like I think that matches up better with UNLV than UNLV's play style.
What they do,
Boise.
The high flying stuff.
But yeah, this is the opportunity to really look at which one of these teams probably could get that playoff
legitimate. That's
group of five champion playoff berth.
That's exactly what I was going to say. It's a legitimate, possible college football berth on the line. And then finally, who would have thunk this? I alluded to this during confessions, but the center of the college football universe right now is in Bloomington, Indiana. Washington's coming into town. They're going to be a pretty good test, maybe a big test. And the Hoosiers starting quarterback, Curtis Rourke, is out with a hand injury. So we'll see how that plays out. But Indiana, they've passed every test so far. I will say this. Washington is going to the Midwest to play an 11 a.m. game. It's an 11 a.m. kickoff, so I really feel like...
9 a.m. start.
Yeah.
Body clock game.
Mm-hmm.
That could be really interesting there. We barrel towards 10-win Indiana.
Yeah.
That is what we're looking at. What a time to be alive. All right. Who would have thunk?
Who would have thunk it Saturday?
Saturday. I almost called it Sunday. In the Loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Excited for the college football weekend. Sad to see Grayson McCall. Did you see the Grayson McCall retired from college football? Six seasons doing this, but he had done some really good things at Coastal Carolina for the Chanticleers. He transferred. And you know, just too many head injuries, he said, so he's looking to go into coaching. That was a really sad thing to see for one of those kind of group of five legends in Grayson McCall. All right, coming up next, you know what time it is. We are getting ready for Texans Colts, and on a 1 p.m. on a Friday, we get into Texans win because, Texans lose because. What are the factors that will determine whether or not the Texans come out with a win or a loss on Sunday? 713-572-4610. Let's talk about that next.